It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I present the best movies of 2023. Some you may have missed, and some have been popular. Number 6, The Holdovers, a sideways reunion between director Alexander Payne and Paul Giamatti. This time, he plays a strict college professor in the early 70s who must look after an irritable student played by newcomer Dominic Sessa while being served leftovers by a widower cook played by Divine Joy Randolph. The more you spend time with these people, the more you acknowledge their vulnerabilities, and when you get to the end, you'll see it goes out with a bang, not a whimper. Number 5, The Boy and the Heron, and if this is the final film from Japanese animator Hayao Miyazaki, then it's a glorious one. It shows us a fantasy world of life and death which is threatened by the imbalance of human and nature. I've seen it in both its native language and in English, and it dazzles either way. This is one of his best films, on par with the likes of Princess Mononoke and Spirited Away. Number 4, the best animated film of 2023. It's also the best animated sequel of the year, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which not only breaks the rules of animation, but also takes us deeper inside the Spider-Verse as young Miles Morales struggles in his maturity while meeting more spider people. Most animated sequels rely on obvious gags just to keep the spirit alive, but this one is more open-minded and more concerned about the choices and decisions made on the balance of all realities. This is the Empire Strikes Back of all animated sequels. If you like this list and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.